Well, Ken, it is officially towards the end of the first quarter.
2 more weeks left.
And we are, of course, star children. So we have accomplished all of our quarterly goals, right?
Oh, 100%. Like, I nailed it. I actually nailed it, like, after January.
Yeah. I nailed it January 1st, so I'll be honest.
You're a rock star.
And then it all kind of went downhill. So today we're going to be talking about what happens when you have bailed on your goals? What do you do now? So if that's you, stay tuned for a great episode.
It's going to be fun.
This episode is brought to you by Life Focus, a new gamified approach to life planning that's easy, fun, and gives you a GPS for your next 10 years. You can start today at fullfocus.co/lifefocus.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Ken Freire, here with Marissa Hyatt.
Hey!
Hey! Happy Monday!
Happy Monday! It's a very special Monday around here because we have a special guest.
Who's the guest?
Well, it's the third person in our room.
Hey! Nick. What up?
Nick, our podcast producer.
I'm slide over
is
for
here
a second.
In the flesh with us in Nashville, Tennessee.
Is there a less flattering angle than the one I'm in where
I
have to like look back at this? Everyone goes like 40-year-old men lose hair. Yeah. That's what happens.
I still have my full set of hair. Let's just keep it in there.
Anyway, I'm glad to be here. I used to come down every month.
Nick is here.
In a previous iteration of the show and the other show.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic happened, and I've been holed up in my house for 4 years.
Well, it's good to be back, you know?
So let's get into the show. I'll be hiding over here.
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's get into it. I had this idea to do this episode because I just feel like one of the things that I really value is honesty and transparency. And I think that it would be really easy for us to sit here and act like we have it all together and we are the experts on goal setting and goal achievement and productivity and all the rest. And the truth is, like, yeah, we're pretty well versed in all these things. And we're also humans.
Yeah.
We also have
Marissa's
really
human. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I was trying to think of a good comeback, and it's just not quick enough. Not quick enough today. But I really want to be honest about kind of where we are. We're nearing the end of the first quarter, and the truth is things don't always go according to plan.
100%. I felt that probably 2 weeks into January.
Yeah.
I was like rocking it, and then all of a sudden, things took a turn.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So I had this big goal that I talked about here, which was to do what I was calling Hot Girl Winter, which was essentially a set of daily habits that I was taking on. Things like exercising and nutrition stuff, supplements, different kind of practices to help the nervous system. And I had a whole group of women, of like 20 women. We were all in and super excited. And I did pretty well for about 3 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. And then I got promoted, and which was exciting and all, you know, amazing and happy and everything. But it also added a lot of responsibility to my plate that I didn't previously had. And there, like with any job transition, there's always a learning curve. And I have totally abandoned Hot Girl Winter. So it is not
all
happening.
Cold Girl Winters.
Yeah. It has not been a hot girl winter. I'll tell you that much.
For me, it was, I talked about it on the podcast. It was like, oh, I'm going to bring all these like structure and standards and stuff like that, SOPs into the home.
Yeah.
And about 2 weeks in, it was great. But then I had to travel. So I traveled to a retreat. Then I came back and we're like, all right, we'll just jump right back in. Literally the day after I got back, I got really sick. And then my kids got sick. And it wasn't like we all got sick together. It was like a prolonged 2-3 weeks of just like sicknesses after sicknesses. And then everything finally calmed down. And we traveled again to New York City. I went with my two older ones. And I got back. and I got sick, and then my kids got sick, like all over again. I was like, so literally for 2 months, it was just been nonstop. Like,
why are you getting sick? For are you like licking everything in DC? You're like, your kids are like always next after you.
His kids are probably licking him.
Yeah, this is all very strange.
Have you ever had a toddler like cough in your eyeball
and
in your
mouth?
Yeah, like it just happens.
I saw a meme the other day that said something about why do toddlers always cough with that cough that they just, it's open mouth, tongue out, and it's like just so hot. You know, it's like just straight up in your face.
This is an opportunity since I'm in the room to say that I thought the pandemic had taught us that we shouldn't have people blow out birthday candles, which I've always hated. You go to this party, you're here for the, and you're like, I'm going to go to this party for this kid that I don't care about, but I'm going to get cake. And then you watch them go like,
but I'm going to get sick.
And I was like, oh, great. Now we've all learned. But I've been to several birthday parties in the last, you know, for, and yeah, they still do it.
Everybody's still doing it.
Why? It's it was always tradition. Gross. It was always tradition. Get another thing. Blow out that candle.
Do not invite Nick to your birthday.
Don't.
He doesn't want to be there.
Or don't. Bring him another, you know.
Bring like a little cupcake.
A little cupcake.
Blow that out.
So we both had these goals, these plans. Yes. And it did not go well. And I think for many people that happens, right? Where they're like, they have these ideals and they think that they have to be perfect to hit it. And then all of a sudden one mess up, something collapses and then
Well,
you bail on your goal.
I'm like a total extremist is what I've come to learn about myself, that it's either like fully on or fully off. Like there is no dimmer on my switch. Like it is one or the other. And so if I'm not like, you know, I've done 75 hard, I was excited to do Hot Girl Winter, but it is extreme. Like, it's like, here's a set of, you know, 8 things that you have to do every day or whatever the number was. And, you know, I can be pretty consistent. And if I am in the right season of life, you know, sometimes that works. The problem is that when it's done or when, you know, I have a hard day or a busy day or whatever happens, it all goes out the window. And then it's like, here I am. A month and a half later going, oh my gosh, like I totally abandoned this 100%. And I didn't try to find a middle ground. I just thought, well, I can't do all of it, so I can't do any of it.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people in that same boat.
I'm curious how many high achievers are like that. Cause my wife and I were both high achievers and have that same personality. Yeah. Like either we're all in or we're not, like middle ground. We're like, I don't do middle ground, you know? So I would just love to hear from the community in the group if you're like that, right? If you're just like, that's the type of person you are.
I think most people are like that, though. I guess my question is, do you think who out there is like, I'm very good at like adjusting naturally to what I can do?
That's true, actually. I think you're right.
I think most people go, oh, I messed up.
I'm out.
When did you realize that you weren't doing like?
So what the first thing was for me was we had a week of snow and during that week, it was like, we were like completely snowed in, you know, like we couldn't.
Yeah. It's cold plunge.
Yeah. Well, I did not do a cold plunge, but I couldn't get out and walk, which was part of my thing. And so I was supposed to be walking every day, and I'm not joking. It was a sheet of ice outside. So it was like not, I mean, I already fell down my steps at one point. So it's not an option to go out.
That is a funny video, by the way.
It's not funny. It's so sad. It's so, I don't like it. It made me scared.
The bruise on my thigh tells me that my body didn't like it either.
Your friends loved it.
But if you can call them friends. So I couldn't get out to go walk, and then it just kind of spiraled, and then work got really crazy after that. And I was down at the office a lot more than I'm used to. So I work out at home and then usually walk. And I was in the car a lot more. I was down in Franklin a lot more. I live in Nashville, and it was like, it started all unraveling. Everything just one by one by one started falling off. And at some point I was just like, I'm totally done. I'm out. Like what's the point of doing any of this when I can't do it all? Yeah. Is that how it happened for you or was
it? Oh, for sure. I mean, I think work for both of us got a little crazy, but then when they got sick, I know when I get sick, I throw everything to the wayside and I'm like, leave me alone. Don't talk to me. I'm just going to lay here and binge watch something. And then I create this bad habit where now I just want to binge watch stuff, you know, and like,
sure.
Even the other day, my wife is like, you're watching too many shows. I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I was sick a month ago.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm recuperating right now. And then that night I was like, dang, she's right. You know, like I gotta like, so I had to change, you know, my habit. I'm like, you're right. Gotta not watch this thing.
Right.
So, but for sure, I think probably beginning of February, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I am not hitting these goals as well as I want to. I'm going to give myself grace, but I didn't see like my path.
Yeah.
Because I thought to myself, oh man, I'm going to go to New York. So then I'm going to, by the time we get back to New York, it's going to be February 20th, 21st. Okay. We still got a month and a half to do it. And then we got sick again.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of in that loop. So at the time of this recording, I am about a week and a half away from going to Europe for 2 weeks. And so I'm playing that mind game of like, should I try to do anything now? Or should I just wait until I get back? Cause I know it's all going to go out the window as soon as I get on this flight to leave.
Yeah.
You know, we're staying in a hotel for a couple of days, Airbnbs mostly. And so it's like, I'm not going to be able to follow through on my goals. And that could be really discouraging. And it kind of has been, you know, there's been a large part of that that has felt defeating of like, I feel like I can't get going again because I have this trip coming up. And I think where I got to this week was, what could I do on my worst days or even on my travel days? Like even when I am going to be in a, you know, flight for 7 hours or 8 hours, whatever it is, what can I do on those days? Even if it's not the whole 8 things that I want to do every single day, what can I actually do that's realistic? If, you know, I get into work and it's insane and I don't get home till 6 o'clock at night, what can I do on those days? So I feel like I'm getting closer to the middle ground, but we'll see how it goes. I haven't started this yet.
Yeah. So then let me ask you, Marissa, what have you been doing mentally to get to that middle ground?
Journaling.
Okay.
So that has been really helpful. I have kept that. That is like a pretty installed habit for me at this point, and I have kept that going. And that has definitely helped me, frankly, get in touch with the pain of not accomplishing the goal. Like I'm dealing with a lot of like kind of shame of like, I can't believe I messed this up. And you know, what does this say about me that I can't follow through, and asking myself all those questions, which has helped kind of bring back that motivation of like, no, this really was important to me at one point. And, you know, we've talked a lot recently on the podcast about life plans, and part of having a life plan in our framework is having your mission and your values. And one of my values is vitality. And so having that as kind of like a checkpoint for me of being like, I'm not actually living in alignment with my values right now because I'm being extremist. Like because I'm saying, oh, I can't do it all. I'm actually now out of alignment with myself, but I didn't really figure that out until I was journaling about it.
Yeah.
Which was super helpful. And so that kind of shifted my mindset of like, okay, if I'm going to choose to be somebody whose value is vitality and that's something that's important to me, who does that person, like, what does she do on a daily basis? On her craziest day, like, what is she going to do because she values vitality? And so I've come up with like 3 things that I'm going to be doing that pretty much no matter what I can do, which I don't know if we're ready to share, but I'm curious to hear for you too. What you felt like was the kind of moment where you went, oh, I need to reevaluate this and figure out a new plan.
Yeah, I think it's when my wife and I just sat down and we're like, oh my gosh, we're looking at our goals. This was literally the other day. And she was like, hey, Q1 is going to be done tomorrow. What are we doing? And I'm like, no, we still got March. And she's like, oh yeah, we still got March. but in my mind, I thought, wow, you're right though. Like we just need to sit down and just evaluate. Like, let's just assess the truth. Like, where are we? What can we do? And I think one thing moving forward that I wish I would have done is just really look at the whole map of my schedule and be like, wow, I got all these trips going on. Is this really going to work? Like trying to build these habits when I'm not going to be around to give the energy. And then the second thing too, I've come to realize that I like to pack my schedule really full and not have margin for the, oh my gosh, I have four kids
right
in the middle of six season, right? That like that might happen, you know. I wasn't expecting to get sick twice, but it happened, you know, and just move forward. So I think for me, it was definitely just taking the time to evaluate where am
That's
I at
really good.
And what am I doing.
So next week, we're going to be talking about quarterly previews.
Yeah.
And I do think this is like even more of a reason to do your quarterly preview and to do it really well, because if you can look at your calendar for the next quarter and go, okay, I'm going to be traveling three times, you know, it's six seasons. So let's just say that's 2 weeks out of it, you know, like take into account what's actually real and what's likely to happen. And then base your goals around that. Not that they should be easy or just like super attainable, but, you know, making it more realistic to what's actually happening in your life.
I will say that like in shifting goals, one of the things that I ended up doing, I didn't have like a, for Q1, I didn't have like a workout or health goal because I was just like, everyone's doing that. And I kind of just want to be contrarian a little bit. I'm not going to do it. I don't know why. I was just like,
rebel.
Don't peer pressure me into doing it right now. Like, well, it's just because I had a lot of other stuff going on and there was several big projects that I was focused on here at Full Focus that I was like, I just don't want to put that mental load in my mind yet. But after I got sick, I think I told you this about it. Like I got sick and then I lost like 5 pounds and I was like, well, I guess I'll start doing my health goal because it's like I started doing it. So it's been interesting how I shifted so quickly because I was like, I'm already in progress. Now, I wouldn't say that that's the best way to do it,
right?
But it started.
Sometimes you just got to go with where life takes you.
Yeah, the opportunity.
One way or the other.
One way or the other. So I was like, I lost 5 pounds. Okay,
I think that there is a point, there's an important point here, which is, you know, the intention is the goal. Like that's where, that's the outcome that you're looking for. Sometimes the strategy might change. And so one of the things that I've tried to do is figure out with, you know, this hot girl winter challenge that I was doing, like what was the motivation for me behind that? And so I actually had written this out in my planner, my key motivations. And so I was able to go refer back to those and go, okay, that's why that was important. It wasn't that I wanted to do those specific things or in that way. It was like the outcome that I was after. And so now one of the things that I'm doing is shifting my strategy to be more doable so that I can actually maintain it and be consistent. And so, like I said, there's three things that I'm planning to do going forward to accomplish the outcome that I'm trying to achieve, which is to start my morning with some kind of high protein breakfast, ideally before caffeine, but honestly, I suck at that because I love a cup of coffee first thing.
You could just cut coffee altogether.
I could, and I've contemplated it.
Look at me. I do great.
I know.
Like the energizer bunny.
I just use other things.
Just
cocaine.
Right. Yeah.
I don't drink. Is it cool? I don't drink coffee. That's pretty cool. That's right? Yeah.
Just other drugs. Other drugs.
I'll cut all of this.
I'm getting there. Well, I've got my high protein breakfast is the first thing. Some kind of movement, 30 minutes a day. It could be a walk. It could be yoga. It could be stretching. It could be foam rolling. It could be weightlifting, like anything, something. I have to do something for 30 minutes a day, no matter what. And then the last thing is at the end of the night to lay on my acupressure mat with my legs on the wall and to meditate for 10 minutes. And so that's like, even on my craziest day in the world, I can do those three things. If I'm traveling, I can do those three things. If it's a crazy day at work, I can do that. If it's like the most perfect day in the world and everything's going according to plan, I can do it. And so I'm excited about that. And that's kind of how I'm shifting for the rest of the quarter and beyond, really.
Yeah.
So
I just want to ask a quick question and then we got to move on. Yeah. But I think that my issue is always that I have these goals. I've had a lot of goals I haven't accomplished in the plan. I mean, a lot. And you write a goal and then you go, I'm not doing this goal. And I will just spend the next 3-4 months looking at the goal and feeling bad about it.
Totally.
So there's a question. It sounds like both of you were faster to go, I'm not doing that. So how do you decide to go, I have stopped to, I am no longer pursuing that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think I look at the present circumstances that are ahead of me and say, okay, do I have the bandwidth to do this? So I'm just going to pick on Marissa, right? Because she just recently got promoted to CMO. Congratulations. Podcast, right? I know that whenever I've been in those types of positions, I'm going to put all my energy into that new thing, right? So to all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm going to do this and also achieve some new momentous or monumentous achievement in my personal life. It's kind of hard, right? So I just want to look at and evaluate all areas of my life and during that season and be like, okay, I'm going to shift or no.
Well, and this is why, I mean, within our framework, we teach that you should only have 2 to 3 goals that you're pursuing in one quarter, really at any given time, 2 to 3. And I always was like, God, that's like not that much, you know, like, but it is true. Like life happens. And then it's like right now I'm like, I could not I have work goals and this other kind of health stuff is my other goal. And I cannot, there's no way I could take on even a third goal right now. Yeah. Like it's not realistic for me to do that. And I think to answer your question, Nick, like in terms of how did we make that decision to say no, to me, it was just getting in touch with my core value. Like I said, it was it gave me the freedom to say, I don't want to do that. And that actually makes me feel like crap about myself every time I look at that goal and I haven't made progress and I'm beating myself up like every single day going, gosh, if I could have just done this or if I could have done that. And it makes me feel like crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, like horrible about myself.
Yes.
And I mean, I have my goals posted in my bathroom and it's still up there. And so literally today I was getting ready and I was like, I got to get that out of here. Cause it's doing is just making me feel like a failure. And what I need to do is go ahead and give myself the freedom to replace it with a new goal and just do that and be okay with that. And my goal right now is consistency. Like that's what I want more than anything is that consistent habits. And looking at that failed goal isn't going to help me get there, you know?
Yeah. And I think to bring clarity too, is that goal sometimes is, again, what you said earlier, is an outcome. Like, what is that outcome? Because the strategy may shift. Yep. And the other thing I was going to say is, at times, it's okay to just shift completely and say, I'm not going to do that goal yet. I'm going to do it at a different time.
Right.
Because new things have come into place. So right now, I think I got sick temporarily. But sometimes people who might be listening to the podcast, they get sick permanently. Like, something happens that shifts stuff. And they're like, oh, I was going to run this marathon. And now I can't run it, you know? Okay. Like, let's go figure out your health or whatever the
shift
new
your strategy
strategy is going to be.
Well, you probably know the benefits of the compound effect of small actions through daily habits, but the biggest question is, where are those habits leading you? Well, without a clear destination, it's really challenging to stay on course and keep up your motivation. So how do you decide which habits to prioritize in any given day, month, or even year? Well, the answer is a life plan. We here at Full Focus have created Life Focus, which is a brand new gamified approach to life planning. Each Life Focus kit comes with 11 card decks to help you define your personal mission, identify your personal values, describe your desired future, and determine your next steps, including the key milestones and essential habits to help you achieve your plan. By the end of this fun and easy process, you won't just have a vision for your life, you'll have the next steps and habits to pursue a life of greater direction, growth, and purpose. And right now, just for being a listener of Focus on This, we are giving you 15% off our Life Focus kit and our course. So just go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus and use the code FOT15 to get started.
Before we wrap up, I have two questions that I think are helpful that I've asked myself. We have a consultant for our business who has shared these two questions as we've gone through work projects, and especially as we've created new big goals that we're kind of like, okay, we've got these huge goals and we're trying to figure out the strategy and how to be as successful as possible. So the two questions are, if I fail, what happened?
Yeah.
And then the flip side is, if I succeed, what happened? And so before you even start on the goal, you ask yourself these two questions and it will identify and illuminate the things that are potentially gonna get in your way of actually accomplishing this. And so for me, with this, you know, these three things that I'm trying to create on a daily basis, if I fail, what happened? Well, I got swept up in traveling and it got too crazy and I you know, or I forgot to pack my acupressure mat, or I didn't think I had room to pack it. And so that went out the window, you know. And then I thought, well, I don't have my acupressure mat, so I can't go meditate and I can't put my feet up on the wall and do my like lymphatic thing that I do. Like, okay, well, there you go. Fail. You know what I mean? Or my flight was delayed and I wasn't able to get movement in. Okay, well, how could I combat that? Well, I could do some stretching at the airport while I'm waiting for my flight. You know, like...
You're going to be one of those people.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely one of those people.
I am one of those people all the time.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I'm like doing like the pigeon... I'm doing a whole bunch of yoga. Like, people are like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's
I'm
happening
like,
right now?
I'm going to be in a plane for 5 hours. Leave me alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'm the person that will like get up in the aisle in the plane and like basically be in downward dog. Maybe not, but like borderline. You know?
And then being tased.
Exactly.
Welcome to American Airlines.
Okay, so those are the questions that I will leave you with today. If you are struggling with failing a goal on a goal, or you've bailed on it for whatever reason, my encouragement to you is, first of all, kind of evaluate what has happened, like what went wrong, and get in touch with kind of the why behind the goal initially. And then ask yourself, like, what can I do going forward that is more realistic, that still gets me to that outcome? And then ultimately, before you get started, ask yourself those two questions. If I fail, what happened? And if I succeed, what happened? And that will hopefully prevent any kind of roadblocks coming up.
I love it.
Amazing.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm in studio today, so I'm going to further assert myself in controlling what's happening in here. We're going to play a game called Would You Rather.
I love it.
This is, of course, a productivity edition of Would You Rather.
I was going to pick superpowers.
I saw on somebody's dating profile the other day that they had a Would You Rather, and it was, I don't remember any of the other ones, but one of them was, would you rather have hair for teeth?
Wait, that's like, only one that half
was,
of it.
I know. So I don't remember the others, but I was like, that's a full stop for me.
Yeah.
You know,
and I just instantly feel it.
No, that's a left swipe. I know. That's a why are you thinking of this?
What I thought was, oh, this person's clever. They're going to give you two options of what type of date you want. So then he knows, like, would you rather go hiking or would you rather?
No, that's what most people do.
Interesting.
He was wanting to be quirky.
Definitely a left swipe.
So these are, you know.
Maybe it brings a lot of laughs to your life.
We're going to learn a lot about who you are, what you value. I have some predictions about what you'll say for some of these, and we'll just go through them. Okay. So would you rather have a personal productivity assistant who completes all of your mundane tasks?
Yes.
But you never learn to do them yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
Or have all of your mundane tasks magically completed, but you never know how it happens?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Actually, no, you have to choose one.
I think the second one.
Okay, but...
I don't need to know how it happens. Just have it be done.
Okay, so either magically be done or have a personal assistant.
Yes, basically.
I'd rather have the personal assistant.
Okay, yeah. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I guess the way I'm playing this thing out is that sometimes there's going to be new things, new tasks, and hopefully the personal assistant, I can train to not just do mundane tasks, they can do other tasks besides mundane tasks so that I could delegate those to them.
Wow.
That was good.
Okay, that was
good. That was good.
Fair point.
Yes. All right. Fair point. Would you rather have a daily notification that reminds you of your most important goal, but it's incredibly annoying, or have a beautiful personalized vision board that motivates you, but you forget to look at it?
The annoying notification.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking like, remember the annoying orange? Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Millennials out there, like older millennials. This was like old internet. It was like an orange that they like superimposed someone's mouth on.
Oh. Hey. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey.
Oh, yes.
And he would just was annoying.
Oh, I totally remember.
So what if, you're... your daily notification was this orange. It was just like, Marissa. anyway.
Yeah. I choose the orange.
Yeah, the orange. The daily notification.
So do you have a beautiful personalized vision board?
I have at times. I don't have one right now.
Ken?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I like them. I like seeing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have one currently, but yes.
Would you rather achieve all of your... Some of these sound leading. But I'm either not. Like, okay, just, okay, okay. You know, would you rather achieve all of your short-term goals instantly, but have no long-term goals to strive for? Or have a clear, exciting long-term goal, but face countless challenges and setbacks along the way?
The second one sounds a lot like reality. That's like, yeah, I'm going through that right now.
The hard part about the second one is that, like, it didn't say you're going to succeed. It's
no,
just like,
it did not say you're going to succeed.
Challenging. Like, oh.
The first one was...
achieve all of your short-term goals instantly, but have no long-term goals.
Do you get the payoff of the short-term goals?
Well...
like you achieve them and you get the payoff of it?
Yeah, but they're not building towards anything. Right?
But, like, I can get a six-pack abs.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
Okay, that's okay. Interesting. That's not where I thought. So, okay, that's really interesting.
I didn't think about it until she said six-pack abs. I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I was like...
well, I'm like, do I get the payoff or do I just, like, get to check it off a list? Because if I get the payoff, great.
I mean, I guess it's interesting. I mean, it's so we're not, it's not about the journey in this version. It really is just like... it's like I know Kung Fu from The Matrix. Mm-hmm.
I know. That's what I was thinking. It was like Neo. All of a sudden, I know how to, like, do all these things. Oh, that's challenging.
There's no right answer, so, you know.
Yeah, maybe that's shallow.
I like one.
Wow. No, I...
Hold on. I haven't fully decided.
Okay.
But if I don't know where I'm going, I think that's going to be the hardest part for me. Like, if I don't know where I'm going...
no long-term goals.
No long-term goals. How short-term are we talking?
A quarter.
Oh, gosh.
So you'd be able to just every quarter, you'd sit down and you would go, I'm going to do these in the next 3 months, and that's it.
Yeah, I got it.
And you would...
that's great. That's great.
It probably is great.
I think I would do the short-term goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, everybody's make $1 million, done.
Exactly. I was like...
would you rather have the ability to instantly learn any new skill you needed for your goals, but it drains your energy?
Oh.
Or have unlimited energy to work on your goals, but learning new skills takes longer than usual?
Oh. That's a really tough one.
One. Easy.
Instantly learn any new skill... but it drains your energy. So you're, but it's sort of like the last question. So you learn it and then you're just like a potato.
Well, I'm assuming my energy will come back, right? Or maybe that's the wrong way to assume this. Yeah,
well, but it takes some time.
Yeah.
It takes some time. Or have unlimited energy. You're ready to go, go, go. It's going to take you the whole time, you know.
I think.
Unlimited. I'll do unlimited energy. JK. I have kids.
JK. That's true. I'm always tired.
I would love unlimited energy. That'd be awesome.
That would be pretty.
You would be less efficient.
I don't think so. I don't think I would like unlimited energy. That sounds exhausting.
But it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be because you have energy. Yeah.
Maybe I think I would go with the first one still.
I switched.
Interesting. Instantly learn unlimited energy. We're learning so much.
I don't know. I love learning though. So that if I could instantly learn, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but that's like, not learning. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you would know.
Like, could I instantly learn a new language, but then I'm just too tired to go use it? Is that what we're saying?
But I don't know if it's learning. I'm really keying in on the word. You would know a new language. But to your point about, I like learning, you like knowing things.
Yeah.
For sure.
You don't need to learn them. But like if you, that's the matrix.
Here's the deal, though. Unlimited energy doesn't mean unlimited, like, follow through.
No.
So you could be like, you know, I have all the energy in the world, and yet it's taking me.
Well, it says it's going to take you.
Language, and I don't care anymore.
It says it will take you longer.
Yeah.
But you will have the energy to continue to go.
Yeah, I'm back to number one.
See, now I'm on number two.
Really? Yeah.
Would you rather have Would you rather work in a perfectly organized and quiet environment that feels a bit sterile, or in a messy but inspiring space that can be distracting at times?
This messy is and easy. Inspiring.
One.
This really super isn't clean. Going the way I thought it would go. So this is very interesting.
That's like already my office.
Yeah, I'm like that's Ken's dream is like nobody and nothing and just quiet. And like
that's empty. A great name for your like autobiography. Nobody and nothing and just quiet. It's also very existential and a little scary.
when I'm working, everything around me can be like a mess, but my desk has to be clean and organized. I can't have a bunch of stuff.
Ken is an Enneagram one.
Mm.
It drives me nuts when people start throwing stuff on my desk. Like every time I had an office, I was like, I don't have paper. You know how some people have clutter and like folders and books? Oh my gosh.
I am a very clean person. Like if you came to my house is pretty much clean all the time, but I have to have like beauty and an inspiring space.
Well, where are you? Perfectly organized is you.
I would go with messy and inspiring.
Would you rather have a to-do list that magically shortens as you complete tasks? So you finish the task and without doing anything, it just is gone, right? Yeah. Sort of Hogwarts style, perhaps. Ooh. Giving you a constant sense of progress, or have a to-do list that remains visually the same but celebrates each completed task with an encouraging message. So the issue here is that the board is
affirmation all day. I'd take the second one.
Yeah, the board is you're completing the same amount of tasks, but one is like encouraging you after it's done, and one is you're excited to see the list get shorter.
Yeah, I like encouragement.
Yeah, number one, I don't care about encouragement.
you just want that to go away.
Just whatever. Like, yeah.
This is very fun. Yeah, guys, this is more. I was like, I don't know about this game. And now here we are. The last one. Would you rather have access to a community of highly motivated individuals who push you to your limits, or of a supportive network of friends and family who celebrate your progress no matter how small?
I already have that. I'd go with the first one. I need a kick in the.
Well, but it's either. Yeah. It's you have to choose one. Yeah, you don't get to keep the one you have.
I would still go with the first one.
Of the, you're looking for highly motivated who are going to push you.
I need some tough luck.
We just talked about this in the last segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I need that. Okay. I don't have enough people.
You're going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say one. I thrive with like pushing and challenging.
Yeah. Same. So. Give me something that like you tell me I can't do and I'll do it all day.
Is one of these, we post one of these in the community?
Ooh.
And which one?
I don't know. It'll be a surprise.
I kind of like. Yeah, it will be a surprise. I kind of like that last question, the second to last question.
About the list?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that too. I think that could be fun.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll post something in the community and you can tell us what you would rather. Thanks, you two.
Thank you. Thanks for reading.
Now I'm gonna just gonna zoom out of shot.
It's like yeah. who
I still
it
see your hand.
The Simpsons gift.
Oh yeah, it's Homer going back in the bush. Yeah.
He's back in the bush. That's Nick right now.
All right, let's close it up.
Thank you for joining us on Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the internet, so please share it with your friends and be sure to join us in the Full Focus Planner community on Facebook so you can benefit from the creativity and encouragement of people chasing big goals and probably bailing on them too, just like you.
Oh, we'll be here next week with another great episode on executing a quarterly preview in a busy world.
Yes. So until then,
stay focused.
This episode is brought to you by Life Focus, a new gamified approach to life planning that's easy, fun, and gives you a GPS for your next 10 years. You can start today at fullfocus.co/lifefocus.